I have a song for you I'd like to do that, I'd like to go to the bar.
Plug in my iPod and listen to him talk trash on that.
He's talking about your mom's house.
Podcast, stop that. Laughing ain't gonna happen to fix for a piss poor day. This gay discourse of mixed sorts. Get the pitchforks and listen while you bell. Hey, you're in jail, laying with your Puerto Rican cellmate. Or when you tailgate, listen before the game starts. Play cards, listen while you're shoplifting at Kmart. Honest, I mean it, it's not a big secret. I'm often seated in the kitchen listening to Tom and Christina at the end of a rough day. Get a mug to drink, get my nuts shaved. If I'm lucky, get a dental update.
Oh, yeah.
Just great, like the devil loves flames, like the devil loves heavy metal women who love snakes. This is just a thing to help your nerves and calm down.
I ain't like me now, bitch.
Welcome to your mom's house. Welcome to your mom's house.
Got the kitchen, man. Got the kitchen, man.
Welcome to your mom's house. Your mom's house. Starring Christina Pruschitsky and Tom Segura. With special appearance by Top Dog.
It actually happened in the Orlando airport once.
And Joe Double.
Is there anything worse on the planet than an aspiring white rapper?
Yeah. Your mom's house. Your mom's house.
Wow.
The great Joe Double.
Do you want to know something? I actually got to meet him in person.
Yeah.
And he's like, remember when you said there's nothing worse than a white rat?
He's like, that's me.
And I was like, I'm so sorry. Your song is amazing. So we made up.
He killed it.
He crushed that. That's an old but goody.
Yeah, you can't. You can't beat Joe Double.
You can't beat it.
You know what I'm saying?
Jeans, do you live in Atlanta with Madea?
No, I live in the same house as you. That's a stupid question. That's so dumb. I live right here.
Where's the multiple choice? Not you, silly geese. Our listeners, do you live in Atlanta?
Oh.
Come see me at the Atlanta Punchline, December 19th through 22nd in the ATL. And then OMJ, Tommy and I are going to be doing the DC Improv.
Oh my God, seriously.
We're gonna do a native show. It's gonna be fucking awesome. And then we're also gonna do like a whole week of shows.
Seriously.
December 27th through 31st. And then
oh my God, seriously.
January 17th through 19th, I'll be in Anchorage, Alaska. Holy crap. At the Platinum Jacks Comedy Club. Can you even believe that, Jeans? My jeans are so cold. Like, I'm so afraid.
You know, Top Dog wants to go to Alaska next summer with me.
Well, because bears like to fish the salmon.
All right, I'm done with you.
And then January 29th through February 1st, I'm coming to Kansas City. The KC Improv, yo. And then, fuck, let's not even get into February, shall we? What about you, Thomas? Thomas's English muffin. I guess, yeah, I did that. That's not really your name.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
If you must know,
yeah,
actually went ahead and I updated my calendar for people. Mm-hmm. I have some stuff up. I don't have everything, but I am going to Portland. I'll be, this is way in ahead, but Helium in Portland. I'm doing it February 6th through 8th. I'm doing, obviously, Chicago Improv with my jeans. Tacoma Comedy Club in March. I'm also going to Virginia Beach. I have a whole bunch listed there. I'm going down to Brea. I haven't been in a while. San Jose. Buffalo, New York, I'm going to next year.
Wow.
Pittsburgh, Sixburg, you know what I'm saying? So all that shit. And we'll have some more stuff coming up soon that's very exciting. But
yeah,
it's up there now. And, of course, New Year's in D.C. is
what
I'm most looking forward to.
My 2014 is up too. I didn't say it, but it is on ChristinaComedy.com.
No, keep it Jesus.
And can I tell you guys, we're super excited. This year, we're hitting it hard. We're coming to all of your cities. We're not going to announce where just yet because it ain't locked, but we have every intention of crossing America and doing the podcast live for you. This in 2014, it's going to be huge.
Live podcast is the most fun. So yeah, check it out.
A lot of stuff. And in fact, I mean, listen, we love you. We love doing this show. And it's because of you that we continue to grow and more mommies have come to us. And in change, we have done more episodes for you. And we are expanding. This studio that we're sitting in, we rearranged, and it's even more spacious now. And we're going to put foam on walls for sound.
We're going pro.
Yeah.
We're going pro, guys.
I mean, this operation started with two microphones and a couple of jerks in pajamas.
Yep.
To a couple of jerks in pajamas and more microphones.
Exactly.
And more equipment.
More laptops.
But any hoodles, we want to, here's our goal in 2014, since so many of you have asked for it. We want to stream this on the internet. We want to put this on Ustream so you guys can see us.
Hold your roll.
Okay, okay.
We don't want to put you on Ustream.
Oh, not on Ustream. Right. On YouTube, maybe.
Yeah, maybe YouTube. We want video. So,
but video, yeah.
But we want it to be
Ustream.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's all right. We want to go to, we want to put cameras in here. A lot of people have asked us for video. We just want to add it up. We want it to be, you know, we want to upgrade the entire studio.
Yeah.
So this is what we're working on really hard for the next, I would say, 6 weeks. This is our big push. Anytime you donate or purchase in any way, know that your contribution is to upgrading the studio. And what I mean by that is if you guys go to our store, yourmomshousepodcast.com, you get bike shirt, you get wiped down. From this point on, know that you're not only getting that, that money is going to be put aside to upgrade the studio. We really want to have this be as professional as we can, just because we put a lot of time into it, and we know that, you know, a lot of you listen. We want it to get there, so you have the highest quality product that you listen to. I'm talking about, we're going to upgrade the mics. We want to have HD, small but HD cameras in here that, you know, you see the show. We want to have the software and hardware to switch between cameras. We found everything. We had a great Ernie Machete came here. He totally did the full scope of the studio, gave us all the recommendations.
Thank you, Ernie.
He was fantastic. Thanks, Ernie. We want to get a monitor up here for you,
right,
so that you can see what I'm looking at. Right.
And then our listeners
as well,
and our viewers
and
can
the viewer
see
can
eventually.
See it as well.
Yeah.
So that's our big sales pitch, guys, is that we really want to upgrade the studio. You know, we're not fucking Kevin Smith. I mean, we don't have the kind of pockets. Okay.
We don't, you know, make Jason Amy. Come on.
I don't have that kind of money to fucking, you know. So please, if you love the show, if you listen to the show,
like
consider
this.
Consider doing anything that would help the show. That means if you want to donate, there's a donate button on our site.
On the homepage.
Yeah, on the homepage, it's there. If you don't want to do that, if you want to just buy something that you actually get, you know, that you get your shirt or whatever you get, that helps too.
Through Amazon.com. Guys.
Absolutely. If you want to purchase whatever through our Amazon banner. And also, it's not up right now, but we will add the actual detailed list to our site, so you know, you see exactly what we're looking for. If one of you wants to be oh so generous and get one of those things for us, that would work for us too.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. I mean, heck, you know, you never know. You got to ask, right?
You have to ask.
That's what Dr. Phil says. You got to ask in order to receive, or whatever. Whoever says that.
Here's another one too.
Yeah.
This is a real simple, because if everybody did this, if even a fraction of you did this, we'd be set. We're going to put up a bonus episode up. A live podcast that we did. It's going to be on the bonus thing that we do through CD Baby and iTunes. It'll be $1.99. I hope to have it up in a few days. I know I'm premature and meshing now, but we'll hope to have it up. If even a fraction of you get that, make that $1.99 purchase, that'll take us over the top to get everything.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
so
what's
it's
up.
$2. If you can do the $2 thing, get the live show. It's really fun. It's a great show. That's something to look forward to.
Yeah, that was a really fun one.
That was the Pasadena one.
Yeah, holy crap.
With full charge. That was super fun. Yes.
Such a good, yes. And that's the one that we broadcast on Laughster.
It is, yes.
And the world got to see.
I mean,
we had people in Hong Kong, people in Norway.
And as a man, And Eugene wanted me to tell you, he's Saudi, and I'm not on a military base, okay?
Come on. What is he saying? That he's just a Saudi Arabian person who listens to this?
He was saying that you always make the distinction that we have listeners in Saudi, and you always go, you know, like military guys. And he was like, no, I'm Saudi.
Come on, Bali,
I'm Saudi.
I think with that is, because in Saudi Arabia, they can't even really surf the internet. The interwebs.
This guy had words for
citizens.
You, okay?
If you're on a base, you can't. Well, sir, I appreciate you, and I appreciate all Saudi Arabians who listen to the show.
That's right.
I appreciate anybody. Heck noodles, okay?
You know what I'm saying, dog?
What's up, Riyadh?
All right. What are we doing?
Who knows? What day is it?
Go to the site, yourmomshousepodcast.com. Check us out.
Oh.
Let's start the
effing
show.
Do you have any farts for the show?
I don't feel farty.
You will.
Yeah.
I give you green tea.
Uh-oh, here we go. Say blast my fucking face.
Say what?
Blast my fucking face.
Not my fucking face.
No, blast. Blast it.
Oh, blast?
Yeah.
Blast my fucking face. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is black my fucking face? What the fuck am I saying? What the fuck is blocking my fucking face? I don't want to be beat up.
No, blast.
I would never say that.
Blast it.
Blast. Oh, blast my fucking face. Yeah, blast my fucking face.
This shit is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand.
Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Did you hear the sound lower?
Yeah, this thing,
Is that you?
No. This is the board that I got forever ago.
Mm-hmm.
That the lights don't work.
Oh my god!
So that's one of the things.
How bizarre that we just made a plea.
I know.
People are gonna think that's intentional.
Well, Ernie came here. He was like, "Why don't you use this board? It's so much better than that board." And I was like, "Cause it doesn't work." And he hooked it up, and he was like, "It does work." But I've never seen a board not have the lights go on. Like, we're talking through these two channels right now, okay. And there's no lights going on.
Well, you know what, guys?
Whatever.
We did this guerrilla style. Like, seriously, this was so punk rock the way we started the show. And, like, I think it's time for the punkers to upgrade just a little bit to, like, grown-up shit.
Yeah.
Come on. This is the year of grown-up stuff, 2014, man.
You know what I'm saying.
By the way, I love that clip of your sister because she's like, she willingly repeats, slap my face. And then when it's
black,
and then
face.
Black my face, she's like, no, thank you. And then,
no.
But blast, she was like, oh, okay.
That call got so much feedback.
Of course it
you
did.
You guys went bananas for it. I had a
oh my
blast
God.
Making
blast.
It.
Oh, blast my fucking face. Yeah, blast my fucking face.
Yeah, oh, blast.
Oh.
Blast. Oh, blast my fucking face. Yeah, blast my fucking face.
It's so funny to see where her lines are. You
yes,
know, like
yes.
What? And she's like.
It's just something that would ever come out of my mouth. I'm about to vomit just the thought of saying that out loud. I can't say that.
I can't say that. And then moments, I mean, literally a couple seconds later.
Come over here and shit on my tits.
love Maria.
Maria.
Also, she was not opposed to the game. Like, what we were, I think you were reticent to explain to her what the deal was.
I was really holding that. Like, here's the thing. I thought she was like, yeah, I'm not gonna talk about that. Yeah, I gotta make me look like a dirty part. I'm a mother and blah blah blah. I thought she was gonna go all that route and give me the, you know,
dirty and disgusting.
Like, no, not happening route. But she went absolutely.
Yeah, I'm gonna fart all over your fucking face.
She loved it.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Oh my god, it's fabulous.
And then she dropped everything we asked her. And then, yeah, you're right. When she thought it was slap my face,
something was
all over it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Slap my fucking face.
Something tells me that may happen between her and her spouse.
I think she's an absolute animal.
And do you think?
Probably.
Yeah. I think she's crazier than all of us sexually. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I think she's. Yeah,
I mean, I you're a, you're a derelict, but
I think she's got a lot of problems.
Oh my god, I've never had a black one before.
Oh my god, I like the way she hits it so fast.
My, that's a big cock.
She did. Wow. She did the
the fake surprise.
Yeah.
My, that's a big cock.
Very surprised by it.
I think she says that a lot. Something I like. Ask me to say that.
Say my, that's a big cock.
My, that's a big cock.
Oh, come on.
But I don't. I can't commit because I can't even do it. Can't do it.
You've seen mine. Act like you're seeing it for the first time.
She does it like she does it the naughty nurse way that you're supposed to do it. I have no way. I don't know how to do it. My, that's a, what does she say? Big black cock. My, that's a Puerto Rican cock. Is that what she says?
No, that's not it. You can say it.
Oh my. Oh.
Yeah, you're not.
I'm not good at acting.
You are. Do it for real.
Oh my, what a big cock. Fuck my stoma. There you go.
That's hot.
That's more my speed, yeah.
Everybody likes a good stoma fucking porno.
Fuck my stoma? Okay. All right. Okay.
Enough fun with sounds.
Can we hear more of Maria, though? Are we going to save it for later?
I don't know. We can talk about it.
If you're talking about cocks, that's disgusting. You better not be.
You better not be.
If you're talking about cocks, that's disgusting. You better not be.
And then, you know, literally within 30 seconds.
My, that's a big cock.
So she was opposed to it and then like, all right, I'm down.
Now, I don't know. You can stop me if you don't want to share this about your family.
All right.
But isn't she the one who really pushes boundaries with Charo? Like, I mean, I'm not. Like, I seem to remember she likes to talk about oral sex.
Maria has talked about things that we've never even dreamed of approaching with my mother. Right. Like, Maria's just like, and then I was on the rooftop and I was having sex with this guy. And my mom's like, what? Like things that people don't share with their mom.
Yeah. Ever.
She's like, what? Well, come on. Yeah. Like she was doing that.
Why do you think? But why do you think she? Because clearly, your mom. Let me put it this way: your mother isn't game for discussions like that.
Yeah, no.
And is that
which is fun? Which is why it's fun too. Like for me, I wouldn't talk about shit like that with her. I like to cross the line. You know, I like to upset her by approaching something like. But I don't actually go into like here's a real thing
detail.
No,
like I love eating Christina's asshole.
No, I wouldn't.
I love
her.
I don't know, having girls take dumps on my chest. That's a good one. But why does your sister? Does your sister
come over here and shit on my tits?
She does it like deliberately to try to connect with your mom. Yeah, like to have a real discussion.
Well, the thing is, I don't think it's because connecting with her. Maria is like one of these people who must speak, must share, you know, must talk about whatever's going. You cannot like. Keep her from telling her secret or her story.
Right.
Like she has to talk. So if she runs into my mom and she's the first person that, you know, I mean, she's different now, obviously with the sex stories, mean that she's, you know, married and, you know, she's not sleeping around.
I do remember one time,
What?
Remember at Christmas? I think we all left the house. We were all together at the Segura's home.
Yeah.
And Weston was there, and she's like we came back, and we were like, hey, how was it? What'd you guys do? And she's like, tough night, sucks.
Oh, right, but that's her hut. But you just cut me off while I was saying, I don't think she sleeps around. You're like, I don't know.
Oh, I didn't mean, I thought you meant she didn't talk anymore about
No, she
stuff.
Still talks, but I'm saying like, it used to be like her.
Oh, no, I would not.
Yeah, I'm like,
that.
What are you talking about?
No, sorry, I heard something else in my head.
Yeah, no.
No, I would never insinuate. That's ridiculous. She only has one dick at a time. That's how it goes.
No, she still, of course she does. Yeah, of course she does. She still talks about like whatever sex she's having, she has to tell somebody. Yeah, but I'm saying like when we were like younger and she was single,
yeah,
she'd be like, I met this guy at a bar. That's a good like, and my mom's like, please don't tell me these things. She's like, Mom, everybody does it. Do you not give dad blowjobs?
Right. That's the stuff I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, but now it's different. Now it's, you know, marriage stories are different than like hooking up single stories.
I don't know. Are they?
You don't think so?
You and I hook up all the time.
It's different, though. I'm saying the story is different. Like, you don't tell the story the same way. Like, I meet some gutter slut on the streets, and I just, you know, slam it in her mouth. It's different than, like, I was with my wife, you know?
A gutter slut.
Yeah.
A gutter slut. That's silly.
You know what I'm saying.
I'm your little gutter slut pig.
You are now. You know who you are now. You're the kind of chick that is down to do whatever at any time, and you just happen to be... You know, got a ring on that finger. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck my stoma. You know what would be really interesting is to be single now. I mean, I think about it constantly, just every day, all day. What would it be like? Who would I...
mm-hmm.
No, but seriously, don't you think...
Oh my God, it's fucking huge.
Don't you think it would be weird to be single now? Like, because you and I love Millionaire Matchmaker, you know, Patty Stanger show.
Weird or the best thing ever?
I'm sorry?
What?
But I seriously think about it now, like, fuck, what would it be like 37, single? How would I be? How would you even date now? Like, we've been married for 5 years, together almost 10. I can't even imagine, like, having to go out on a first date or, like, dress up to entice somebody or, you know?
Oh, no, man.
God.
No. My idea of a good first date would be like, I'm going to sit on the couch over here. Do you want to come over to my place and sit out here? Once you're married and you're like happy and you're, you know, comfortable where you are, you don't want to be like courting and all that. And then I have to do the pretend thing again, like, oh, it's fucking, you have interesting thoughts, you dumb broad or whatever, you know? Like, I have to act like.
Yeah, that's not. Jeez, Tom. Wow.
You know what I'm saying.
Look at that big smile on your face. It's like you murdered somebody.
Okay.
The thought of murder. What were we saying last night when you were tucking me in?
What?
I was like, why are you so, what makes you, because we bought.
Excitement.
Excitement levels. What I've discovered about you in the last 10 years is that you don't really get excited for stuff the way I do. Like, I get really juvenile about, like, small stuff. Like, I love Christmas trees. I get really, like, you know, I show it.
Yeah.
And you're a little more reserved. You know, like,
I'm not aloof. I'm not, like, whatever. I'm not like that.
No. No, you're when you're really happy, I've noticed that you just act more content.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're not in a state of anxiety and you're not necessarily like over the moon, but you're really, really content and you really just generally feel good. Like yesterday we got Tommy a bicycle, so now we can bicycle ride.
That
together.
Was fucking awesome.
Dude, and is there anything?
It's a beach cruiser.
Oh.
It's just a chill little 3-speed beach cruiser.
It's the fucking
best. It's
my
Christmas present.
It's a Christmas present, yes. Yeah. But I mean, is there anything more joyful than riding a bicycle? Like, it takes you back to being 10 years old and just being like, I fucking own this beach, man, or, you know, I own this street. And I look back at you, and you're just kind of like, yeah, it's nice. It's okay.
What expression do you feel like that I'm going to have while I'm doing, where I'm riding the bike, though?
Just
I was very
smiling, and
but I was so happy doing that bike ride.
Laughter,
the whole
I laughed. Yeah,
giggling. You weren't giggling while we were riding the bike.
I'm giddy when I ride a bicycle.
I was with you. You were not giddy.
Because you brought my mood down.
Brought your mood down
a little bit. Yeah.
Man, I took
the wind out of my.
Here's how you want me to be while I'm riding my bike.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Love it, love it, love it. Oh my God, it's fabulous.
Yes, that's how you should be on a bike.
It's ridiculous.
And instead you're like, And then last night I was like, Tom, what would really excite you? I said, what if I let you murder a homeless guy or murder somebody and then get away with it?
Yeah.
Your face lit up like a Hanukkah chandelier or whatever.
Chandelier.
What are those called?
They're chandeliers, yes.
Yeah, I mean.
A crystal Hanukkah chandelier.
You lit up like a hooker at Christmas. You lit up. I haven't seen you that excited in years at the thought of.
A hooker at Christmas.
I don't
listen
know.
To your
I don't
analogies.
Care. Okay. I don't know. Like Maria yelling at a Starbucks worker. That's how happy.
At the prospect of murdering.
And getting away with it. Look at you. Like, you can't contain your joy.
I mean, it's just a funny proposal.
A funny proposal. Funny proposal to murder a stranger and get away with it.
Who wouldn't want to do that?
Me? I don't really want to kill.
Well, you're a fucking Four Corners.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm talking about in the cool crowd.
Okay. So, like, who would you want to kill and how?
Nobody. But you just point me over there and you go, if you kill that guy, and no one will ever find out. You'll be fine. I'll be like, all right, let's go do it.
What would give you more satisfaction, killing a stranger or killing somebody that you don't like? Like you fucking hate. You know.
Is the proposal, I still get away with it?
Absolutely.
I think it'd be fun to kill somebody I don't like.
Like another comic who you got beef with.
Or... I don't have beef with comics, though.
Let me think of who you'd want to kill. No coworkers in your past.
I don't want to kill Ari.
Babe.
What?
Ari Shaffir. Nobody wants to kill Ari Shaffir.
That's what I said. I'm not going to kill him.
Okay.
Why'd you say that?
No, you said that.
Oh.
But you get more joy out of killing an anonymous streetwalker.
I think so. I think that'd be more fun.
Or like a homeless teenager.
Not a homeless teenager.
A vagrant
that's
man.
That's sad.
A vagrant old man. I saw one today in the parking lot.
No, I kind of want to kill like the douchey, you know, spiky hair guy.
Yes.
Who's like, what's up, bro?
Yeah.
Like that guy?
Yeah.
Maybe him or a real bro.
Yeah.
What's up, bro?
Who do we run across that was a total douche bro? Remember there was some dude in our lives.
Where when like, do we not run across douche bros?
Well, it's Hollywood, yeah. Like this guy was a grade A doucher. Oh, no, I was watching Millionaire Matchmaker.
Oh.
Where the guy was such a doucher. And we were like, you know what makes somebody a douchebag? Yeah, it's the gel in the hair. Yes, it's the car that compensates for insecurity. But I think the essence of a douchebag is when someone thinks they're super awesome.
Yeah, it's but, that, yeah.
But they're just super insecure. And
but here's the thing. People who believe they're super awesome and maybe really are super awesome don't rub you the wrong way.
Yeah.
It's the people that you know that they know there's shit that's off about them.
Yeah.
You know, they know they have their flaw, and then instead of like just being like owning their flaws or, you know, whatever it is about them,
yeah.
They go, I'm fucking the coolest guy in the world. And you're like, whoa.
That's what it is. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Instead of being like, I'm kind of,
you know,
kind
I like
of afraid
to sit at home.
Of feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm lazy. Yeah.
I like watching my fucking, you know, I like to play whatever, World of Warcraft.
Right.
And like owning it and be like, that's what I fucking love to do. Instead of being like, I'm cool. Yeah, I fucking play this game and I'm fucking awesome. And you're like, you're
right. A douchebag.
Yeah.
That's the essence of it.
That's the essence of a douche. So if I killed that guy from
right.
that show.
Totally fine.
See?
Totally. No, you can't.
I'm not going to.
You're gonna.
But if you said, hey, you can do it. No one's going to get upset. I'd be like, all right, just give me a fucking 22.
Is that your preferred method of killing? Like, what would give you the most joy is what I'm trying to say.
Bare hands.
Oh, for real?
Don't you think?
I think that's all. I mean, I watch Sopranos a lot, and you know, they usually take a wire and put it around some guy's neck.
Yeah.
That takes a lot of strength, I think.
Yeah, I'm super strong.
Yeah.
I think the...
you are.
The most intense way to kill somebody would be with your bare hands, and then maybe like with rope, something like that.
I'm
and
sorry, hold on.
The
would you
second would be...
Would you choke them?
That's
you
what I'm saying, choke them.
With your bare hands.
Or like you slam their head over, you know, until you bash their skull in. The other
ooh,
thing you could do...
They do that on Sopranos a lot.
Yeah.
Like curbing.
Intense. Oh, yeah.
That's tough.
The other really intense way to kill somebody is with a knife, because you're in there so close with them. You know, you have to be obviously within arm's reach, and you have to stab them repeated times.
You really got to feel
that rage.
And you feel the heat coming off their bodies. That must be a thrill, too.
I've always enjoyed it.
Yeah. And to feel the blood, the hot blood on your body is probably pretty
and
neat.
And then you use that blood as lube, and it's a whole thing.
Where do you
sir,
ejaculate?
As this blood is pouring out of you, I use it on your own anus to penetrate you. Your blood is a wonderful lubricant.
That is neat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've always discussed proper ways of disposing bodies, and I think since watching Breaking Bad, which is a show we just got into.
Holy shit. That many people can never be wrong, by
I
the
know,
way.
I
if
know.
Everybody says it's awesome, God damn, that show's awesome.
I think liquefying the body.
We're halfway through episode one. It's really good.
Liquefying with acid is the way to go.
Yeah, we're in episode two. Or we're in season two, by
season
the way.
Season two, episode one.
Liquefying with acid, as they did
great
in the show.
Idea.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Because all you need is a plastic bin, and then you got to get a bunch of that acid. I mean,
or another show we watched. Oh, on The Sopranos we were watching, when they dug up an old murdered body.
Yes.
And then they hammer the bones. Like, the body decomposed, but all the bones were still, the dental
make
stuff were still
dust,
intact.
Yeah.
So you smash. That's really brilliant.
Neat.
The other thing you can do, like if you work some type of factory that has these super, like, unbelievably high temperature furnace heaters. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's usually some type of manufacturing place or chemical plant where they have like these rare like ovens that get to temperatures that are, you know, 2,000, 3,000 degrees for whatever processing
perfect.
They need it.
Yeah.
That's great. Oh, because you really perfect. Incinerate through the bone at that point.
Quick.
Yeah.
I have to fart. Main mummy for the episode.
God damn it.
P.S. On The Sopranos, I also noticed that they discard the murder weapon with the body, which is interesting because you think that the murder weapon is a clue.
Yeah, that's not necessarily what's done in the real world.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like when Tony Soprano, whenever he shoots somebody or whenever they kill a stab, they always throw the weapon at the body and then run. So I'm thinking the guns are stolen off the streets. So obviously they can't trace.
Right.
But what about your fingerprints and stuff? They don't show them.
If you shot it with your bare hand, you would certainly have fingerprints on
it. They all do. But that's that. All the Soprano guys, from what I've seen, they fucking shoot a guy and then they throw the weapon at him. So I don't know.
I mean, people have sometimes gotten away with murder when everything points to them for the simple fact they can't find the murder weapons.
So. Right.
I don't know that.
So I don't get why.
I mean, you can always plan it as like, you know, when you try to like disguise it as a suicide, that kind of thing, you know, you shoot them in the head and you put the gun in their hand, that kind of thing.
That's what I'm going to do for you, I think.
Yeah.
Let me agree.
You know what? I still very feel strongly about deserts though, you know,
it's ideal.
Deserts and swamps.
Ideal.
Yeah.
Swamps.
Gator infested swamp. Throw the body in there.
The problem with swamps, I think, is that you have the problem because the body gets full of gases and will rise, I think, before it. That's why they have to weight bodies before they put them in, like in The Sopranos, they weight the body.
Take them to fucking Gator Town. Take Gator Town and put a little seasoning on it.
Gator Town!
Put some Old Bay on that body.
Gator chopped?
Yeah, put some Old Bay on them.
And then Old Bay?
Crab seasoning, a little... Here you go, some blue crab, and then the gators are ready to eat, and you throw them over.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's a great idea for your last cruise, for like for serial killers and child molesters and stuff. Be like, hey, you want to go swimming in this river?
It's refreshing.
You gotta roll around in the salt first.
Do you guys feel like refreshment? You guys feel like getting refreshed?
Here, you gotta roll in water and then roll in the seasoning and then jump into this thing. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be great if we were on Millionaire Matchmaker today and then Patty was like, Tom Segura is my millionaire! Tom Segura is a world famous comedian. He tells jokes about shitting and coming. And then all the girls were like, yay! Okay, Tom, what are you gonna do for your first date with Desiree? Because I know you're gonna pick some fucking whore.
Yeah.
Destiny.
I think the first thing I'll do is staple her tits to that desk over there. And then hold her face down onto the desk so that she can't talk or anything and put a ball gag in her mouth.
Oh my God.
And then I'll kill that guy over there in front of her so that she's real scared. And then I'll take her to the movies.
Look at the joy on your face when you describe that. Talk about riding a bicycle.
That was fun to ride that bike. But then I kill the guy, and it's really, she gets aroused and I get aroused at the same time, and we have a great first date. Tell me about your first date with Tom Desiree. Well, I mean, my tits still hurt because he stapled them. And then
he did what?
He put a ball gag in my mouth. So I couldn't talk.
Oh, we have to call Tom in here ASAP. Nobody in my millionaire club does that.
And then he killed the valet. And then we fucked. Oh.
Okay, here's my first date. Our first date. Okay, if we had to go back in time, this is our first date. First, I pick you up real early in the morning. I wake you up around 4 a.m. when the moon's still up because I know you like to wake up early.
I like to see a sunrise, absolutely.
And then we drive for hours.
Hours.
Hours into the desert because I know you like heat. Mm-hmm. You like just sunlight, blazing sun. Mm-hmm. And then we go to like a Coachella, like a music festival for a week. But I get you passes to all the shows. So like... You get to watch every single band all the time. And not in a tent either. I want you to be like exposed in the sun. And then I want you to drink a lot of beer and then have to wait in line for porta potties all day.
This is date number one?
Date number one.
Okay.
And after that, we see a lot of folk singers. I know you like folk music. Mm-hmm. And then we go visit my cousin in Riverside. Because I know you love one of my cousins very much. She likes to talk a lot about your life and your things. How you should be living.
Uh-huh.
Does that sound like fun?
That sounds like a great date. And then I get to call Patty and be like, she's like, how was the date? I'm like, it's great.
It's a nightmare. Oh, and then we finish the date. I take you to my favorite vegan restaurant and you have to eat a specially prepared vegan meal.
So basically, as my wife, your idea of fun would be to make me miserable.
But we're not married in this scenario. This
right.
is 10 years
But you
ago.
Know what makes me happy.
Yeah.
And what you're doing is making me very unhappy.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Of course, today, okay, basically our first date was what we would do today. Remember you're like, hey, do you want to go on a hike?
That's what those, yeah.
And I was like, nope.
Nope. And then you're like, see you later.
I literally was like,
yeah,
no.
Yeah. Can you imagine if that would have been it? How sad would you be today? Because you know you'd be homeless.
I know. And then homeless?
Yeah.
You'd
be living on the streets for sure.
Babe, I lived alone. I was an independent person before we got
These
married.
Days, you'd be homeless on the streets, though.
These days?
Yeah.
Why? Because of my cool teeth?
You would have been thinking about me, and you'd be hooking. For sure. You'd be hooking. You would absolutely be hooking.
Might have to be a cock.
That's so stupid. What's my worst date? Take me on my worst date.
Well, clearly nothing upsets you more than hiking.
I don't like that.
So I would take you on like a really, really intense hike, like a 6-hour hike. No water, no food. No guide.
Oh.
Mountain lions, cougars.
Ooh. Can we camp too? You know what?
I would pitch a tent. Mm-hmm. No heat, no heating.
Oh, no.
And I would insist, like before when you were like, oh, I'm just putting my sweatshirt, I'd be like, we don't need it. So that you're cold. You're cold the whole time.
That's so mean.
So when we set up camp,
yeah,
I only have like a paper thin blanket.
Oh.
So, and then we stay up there and we have to hunt and kill our own. And you have to kill a dog. So that's the only thing you can hunt is a dog.
Hunt like domestic dogs?
Yeah, like golden retrievers and
no!
Laps.
Yeah.
Well, by day four, you're going to be like, I'm starving. I have to kill this dog. So, and then I make you do it. And then I cry that you killed the dog.
Fuck. I don't think I could eat a dog. I don't know. Domestic, beautiful dog.
And then I take you to a sugar-free concert. It's like hardcore.
What's that?
West Coast, like pimp hip hop shit, like all about hoes and like,
oh god,
and then they drag you on stage and they like slap your tits around.
Well, look how funny that is.
They pour like beer, like they empty OE and like beer and like all kinds of, and they slap your tits like all over the place.
Yeah.
And they just like really, they're super abusive towards you,
and that part makes you laugh.
And I'm like, that's my date, that's the first date. Yeah. And then I just take you to like I find a really small enclosed space, and I hire people to talk really loudly.
Oh, that's my least favorite.
Play like loud music that you don't like.
Fuck, man.
And I have people talk on their phone in front of you, and I go, just keep talking on your phone as loud as you can. Yeah, I do that.
That's funny. I'd do that to you too. I put you on. Here's what I do. I'd make you fly coach in the last row of the airplane next to the toilets.
Yeah.
And then you're not in the aisle like you like. You're in the middle seat like you like.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's sandwiched in between two morbidly obese women, and their flaps don't smell very good. And you have to listen to the person whistle on either side of you, just whistling their songs that they like to whistle.
I love whistling.
And then, I want you to spend Christmas Eve with total strangers, like 20 people that you have to really have small talk with all night. Like,
yeah.
But it's an important holiday.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to waste your holiday on strangers.
Yep. And then I ship you to Saudi Arabia for Ramadan, and you have to wear your burqa. And then you can't, you have to fast for the 30 days. And then... At the end of it, you get caned for being disrespectful. With your eyes, you looked at somebody and you shouldn't have looked at them. Mm-hmm. And then I report that you stole an apple and they cut one of your hands off.
Okay, that's not very nice.
And then, but then we get a second date.
Why would we get a second date? You cut my hand off.
I didn't. They did. I didn't mean for that to happen.
You did. You called it into the religious police.
But I thought that I saw you steal it. I didn't mean for it to go that way. I'm like, I was wrong. She didn't steal it. And then they actually saw your hand back on, but they sew it onto your shoulder. Mm-hmm. So you have a stump, but you still have a hand that is attached to your shoulder that still works. So you can grab things up here.
Okay. And then you and I go to a steakhouse, like a really nice one, like Laurie's.
Okay. Thank you. And then, I like this.
Your steak comes, but it's cold.
I hate cold.
Right. But you have just have to eat it cold. And then all the sides show up, but I eat them before you get to, which is kind of like what my life is now. Sides show up and then they're gone in 2 seconds.
Well, I take you to like a pho restaurant where they have bowls of pho and they have the most delicious pho ever, but then everybody else eats it, but you have to eat a golden retriever again from the campsite. And they're like, this is a golden retriever.
That's special golden retriever pho.
You like that? You like golden retriever we make for you. Well, those are fun dates that we made for each other.
You know what? Honestly, here's my ideal first date. Okay. Hey, do you want to just go eat stuff?
Yeah.
And get drunk of good wine? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like
much.
A date. That's all I want to do. Who's there?
Thiefinator just came right up into my lap.
Oh, he loves you. Hi. This fucking dog.
See, this I want to show on video right now.
Yeah, people need to see our dog. That's nice.
You think you're the main mommy?
You showed me.
I just showed you.
Yeah, saw that. So I thought I would read this email.
Uh-huh.
Subject is whale sounds. It's from Elle, a lady listener. Lady listener.
Ladies.
It says, hello, mothers. I'm a fairly new listener. And when you sold me on your podcast, I decided to start as far back as iTunes would allow. Needless to say, there's a lot to catch up on. But I fall asleep to you fuckers because your brown train, angry black men, and fart jokes are like whale sounds to me. They're just really soothing, comforting, heartwarming. Well, we appreciate that, Elle. Thank you. So here we go. She had some questions. Let's see. P.S. Here are some questions I have as a new listener. And I thought, you know what? There's probably a lot of people that have just joined the show that have the same inquiries. So let's start from the beginning. She asks, what kind of dog is FIFO?
Well, it's interesting that you ask, Elle. We just got our wisdom panel back.
Wisdom panel!
That shows the DNA breakdown of what little FIFO is.
Mm-hmm.
He is 50% Brussels Griffon.
That's how you say it.
Not Griffin, like some fucking piece of white trash.
People in the Griff community, by the way, you have to say Griffon.
Of course.
Or Griffy. They don't say Griffin.
Yeah,
it's French or Belgian. Yeah.
This isn't fucking Arkansas, queer. Right?
Yeah. Brussels Griffon.
And then he's 25% Minipin.
Yes.
Which is crazy. And 25%, they weren't exactly sure, but it was most likely what?
German Spitz.
Okay.
Which is a little fluffy shit thing. I don't know.
So he's a mixture of all those wonderful doggies.
Of all the dogs.
Of all the dogs. Ah, my God.
My, that's a big cock.
Second question. What kind of bear is Tom?
Grizzly bear.
Most definitely grizzly. In the grizzly maze?
Yeah. Grizzly, musky, hairy, beefy.
Stinky. And then you eat salmon in the stream. You love to catch salmon.
I do with both paws.
You do look like a bear more and more every year.
Yeah.
Here comes.
All right.
What is your preferred brand of denim?
Elle, it's really not about the brand.
No.
It's about the quantity. How much denim are you wearing? We encourage every listener to not obviously just wear denim jeans. Everybody has those. Please get a shirt, a jacket, a hat, boots, shoes.
Socks, underwear.
Everything denim. I mean, we prefer to do our shows wearing nothing but lots of denim.
That's what I got on.
We went D on D on D.
Yeah, you know what? We're no elitists here. We don't believe if you can afford designer denim, wear your designer denim. But we're about good old-fashioned Target brand.
Absolutely.
I shop at Target a lot. I love their stuff.
Wrangler, real, Levi's. Comfortable jeans.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But as high as you can. Let's see. Where are the dudes at? Wow.
That's a really good question. We've been searching and searching, and we've never really found where they are.
No.
We are always looking for them, though. And one day we'll find them.
Thank you, sir.
I think for me, where the dude's at is more about where are they in your heart. You know what I'm saying? It's more of a philosophical question. Where do you think the dudes are at? That's really more important than where they actually reside.
What a really interesting take on that question.
You're welcome. They reside in my heart and in Tom's butthole.
That's not where I was going with that.
When is No Such Thing as Wednesday lady coming back?
Tony's mom.
Tony Hinchcliffe's mom, yeah. She's Tony's the fucking mom. Best, dude.
She is the shit. Yeah, that dude. Woman is the shit.
We got to have her back on. Thanks for requesting her. I'm glad you said that. Maybe we should have her back before Christmas, like a Christmas special.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah, she's pretty dope.
She's dude. The shit, man. I love that woman. Joy is amazing.
Joy Hinchcliffe. And that's it. Those are the questions that I have.
Oh. There's no such thing as Wednesday.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome, dude.
Yeah, she's awesome.
That stuff's true.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we were talking about how we started watching Breaking Bad.
Oh, my God.
It's so good.
God, I love it. And here's the thing. I know there's got people like us, people who listen that are like, yeah, I've heard about it. We're just trying to further encourage you. If you haven't checked it out,
yeah,
man, it's just there's just it really is about writing. I've learned that more and more. It's like there's just so many layers. It's so well thought out, and it's like so connected. It's great. High stakes.
Everything is, but that to me, that's also part of the tension. Is it might be too much. Like I feel like the stakes are so high.
You do feel like that, huh?
Yeah, like the wife, the stakes are so high with her because of her pregnancy, and then you know his brother-in-law is whatever he does for a living, and then the kid is his born child has this problem, and there's just so many fucking problems.
Yeah, but that's why the show that's why you're so into the show is there's conflict. What's the resolution going to be?
What's going to happen?
And then as soon as something is resolved, new conflict arises.
And isn't that the nature of life as well, right? Mm-hmm. Just when you think you're done, some other bullshit happens.
More money, more problems. Mm.
Like my father says, always fucking problems. Always a fucking problem. Problem, problem.
That's how he says it?
Yes. Yeah. Always fucking problems. Just when you think you don't have a problem, there's a fucking problem.
Well, that's actually very accurate. I know.
But what I do like about this Breaking Bad, too, is that it's really not so much about a guy cooking meth, but it's more about, too, like the journey of coming into your own identity and taking responsibility for his life, which up until then, he was kind of one of these sleeper people, right, who just kind of coast through existence.
So many people are like that.
A lot. Most, I would say.
And there's a lot of people who also you hear people who, when they get into or they're confronted with some horrible set of circumstances is when they finally embrace life and do and like they do what they want to do, they go where they wanted to go, and you realize you can do that whenever you want,
which is sad. Now the good thing about me being goth and obsessed with death from the time I was 12 or 13 is that I constantly think about death and dying. Like, it's not really a new topic in my brain. You know me, I'm always like, oh, I'm gonna fucking die tomorrow, so I gotta do everything. So maybe that's not such a bad thing that my parents were so dark and Eastern Bloc about stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Because I feel like we talked about life and the nature.
But if you had a death sentence tomorrow,
oh my God,
do you feel like you would live life differently?
Yeah,
I would, right?
I would go to Tahiti and just fucking hang out and surf and swim.
That's the
fuck it. Yeah.
live out your days there.
Do heroin.
Heroin.
I would, you know, I don't even know if I'd do drugs, but I would just swim in the ocean and surf and hang out with you, hang out with a dog and, you know, fuck everything else. What would you do?
Party. Like go to Ibiza.
Yeah. The phone parties. Those are favorite, huh?
Phone parties. Fucking raves.
What kind of, like the...
Absolutely.
Oh, I love that music too, yeah.
Right out my days there. Right out my fucking
days. In Ibiza? No, Ibiza. I'm being serious. What would you do if you had...
And it's hard to say.
Seven months. You have 7 months.
They do say things like, you know, it's... I believe that the purpose, the finding your happiness is in... your relationships with other people.
Oh,
so,
for sure, without question.
You know, I would obviously spend time with you the most. I'd try to connect with
me. Wow, it's a surprise. I wouldn't think that.
Not just you. I would also, you know, connect with family that, like, you know, the people who meant the most to you. I would try to spend some time with.
Yeah.
I mean, I would also want to see, you know, something. I'm trying to think of like the big thing I wish I could. Say, oh, I wish I had seen that or done that. I don't know.
Yeah, is there like a, I hate the fucking phrase, that bucket list phrase. It's so fucking cheesy.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, is there a list of what have you not done?
I've never done a porno.
Right, right.
I'd want to star in one.
Okay, duh. And go on. That's number one.
Church more.
Mm-hmm.
Go to church.
Which one?
All of them.
Mm-hmm. Join a choir.
Join the choir, sing in the choir while doing a porno. Here he comes.
I don't think that's appropriate.
Where would I want to go? I don't know if I have a real... Ooh. Is there a country that I really want to visit that I haven't
visited? Sri Lanka?
Not on my list.
Definitely India. You are desperate to go to Mumbai or Delhi.
You're such
Pakistan. You want to go to Pakistan?
Pakistan.
I'm sorry, Pakistan. You've said to me numerous times, I love the smells and the heat of Pakistan and the cuisine.
I would not want to go to Pakistan.
Afghanistan. It's really nice.
I do not want to go to Afghanistan.
Come on.
There's got to be. What is my? I don't think so. I do want to go back to places I never really got to experience. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to explore Italia more.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
I was only there very briefly. I've told you year after year that even though I went for 3 days to Paris when I was in college, when I was studying abroad, but I want to go and like experience Bali.
That'd be great. Yeah, I want to gain like 80 pounds. I want to go to Italy.
City of Lights, yeah.
And just fucking eat it.
Yeah, I'm a foodie. Dude. I want to go eat great food. Oh, yeah. Yeah, get tits in my face. Yeah. Just, you know?
Yeah, what I would do though is open up a line of credit in your name, like a lot of it, and then call up Richard Branson and be like, how much is it to go to the moon on your cool moon vessel?
200,000 or 300,000.
Oh, that's it. Funny, I have the money. And
funny, I have the money.
I want to hang out with Richard Branson.
And then when they from his company Virgin, and they're like, so this payment is this correct that it's coming from Thomas Segura?
Yes.
It's not under your name.
No, it's Tom Segura.
Do you have authority to do this?
I'm his wife. Absolutely.
Okay, 300,000. Thank you very much.
So that when I die,
you leave me.
You're saddled
with the burden.
Yeah, with crippling debt. That's what I want for you.
And that is your gift to me. And then as you take your last breath, you go, yeah. I have something for you.
Yeah.
And you give me this piece of paper, and I think it's a love note, and it says. $390,000
mm-hmm. to Sir Richard Branson.
And I go, why did you do this to me? What would you say?
It's my last dying wish. I just wanted to give you the finger one last time.
That's so fucked up.
I know, isn't that great?
It's horrible.
I'm trying to think if there's any other revenge fantasies I have.
God, why would you have revenge on me?
No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do it to you. I don't know if there's anybody, but I have to use somebody's name to open a line of credit to you know, to do the fraud to get on Richard Branson's moon plane. I want to see the moon stuff. That'd be cool. They don't just let you on there. You got to pay a lot. You know?
You do have to pay a lot.
Yeah.
Do you want to go up to space?
I would on Richard Branson's plane. Yeah.
Why his only?
Because I fucking trust that guy.
Why do you trust Richard Branson?
Because he can do a lot. He can do a lot more than
But here's the thing. You trust Richard Branson, but I have a spaceship. Why don't you take mine? I have a ship out back.
You don't have a spaceship. What you have is an aluminum foil headband.
No, I can play it for you. You can go to space in my spaceship.
Beep, bop, beep, bop, bop, bop. Would you go to Richard Branson's plane?
I would. If I had the money, I would do it.
Yeah.
I think it'd be awesome. Here's the thing, too, is you're not, what you're doing is you're going for the, you're going up into that part of the, what is it?
Stratosphere.
The stratosphere.
Right?
So, yeah, you're leaving, you know, you're in zero gravity. You're seeing space, but you're not going on like some mission, you know, up there forever. It's a short trip. It's just crazy expensive.
Ground control to Major Tom.
How much money do you feel like you would have to justify a $300,000 one-day expense travel?
You know, you got to be up there with like the Bill Gates of the world.
That's no fun. You can't say it like that.
What? For that
talking
to be,
real world numbers.
I think, I don't know, because I don't even have that kind of scratch.
Of course we don't, but that's why you can talk about it.
I think to me, that amount would equal, like, I don't know, is it like $3,000 to someone that makes a normal amount of money? That's a lot.
Here's the thing. $300,000, let's say that's the total cost. I'm just guessing this. If it's 300 grand, that's the cost of like an exotic car, you know, like a Ferrari, Lamborghinis, some of them are more, obviously, Bentley. It's the cost, you know, you can relate it to other things. Like,
right.
It could be your second or third, maybe like some condo somewhere, like second property, you know. If you have crazy money, right?
Yeah.
So I think you could justify it. I want to do this more than anything. You could justify it if you had like, you know, this is me talking. If you were worth $7 million, I would be like, if this is your dream,
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Seven
mm-hmm.
or five even.
Sure. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Not Bill Gates.
Bill Gates and Melinda Gates.
Melinda.
Melinda. Blendas.
Farts in your mouth.
Why would you say that?
I don't know.
It's rude as shit. That's it. That's you go into space.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty short thing.
I think it'd be fucking rad.
Then they're like, all right, zero gravity. Have fun. Next 10 minutes, you paid 300 grand.
Now,
you float around.
Was it you who was telling me about astronauts and they have atrophy very, very quickly in space, like
yes.
Bone density and all that crap?
Yeah.
What were you saying?
Well, it was because I listened to part of one of Rogan's podcasts. He had the Canadian, I forget his name, astronaut, commander, whatever his
Major
name
Tom.
Is. Major Tom. Major Tom was on his show, and I watched like the first 20 or 30 minutes of the show because I think he has a new book out or something. He was promoting his book. But anyways, it was fascinating. The guy was...
Oh, my space book, everybody.
He's like, oh, I've been to space before.
I wrote it in outer space with a space pen.
But he was talking about all kinds of crazy. Let me look up this guy's name.
I want to read that.
Yeah.
Dude, space is like, I like the things that terrify me the most in life are prison, space, being lost in space alone, and like the ocean, like being lost at sea alone. The infiniteness, the infinitude of all. Oh, but prison more. I think prison the most, actually.
Commander Chris Hadfield is the guy's name. It's Joe Rogan 414. And this guy, it was just really interesting. I mean, he was talking about...
Cradle. And I think with another iteration or two of our exercise equipment, we'll get that solved. And then, yeah, but what to make the hull out of? How do you make a toilet that works? A closed environmental solve before you head that way.
And what about, like, sustainable resources, like as far as, like, food and things like that? Did they have to...
The moon before we launch tomorrow.
Shadowy images, sure. Like those images were. Yeah. I mean, they were some really unique things. There's a rock near my house that's a square rock.
Suspended in it. We aren't used to having the universe under our feet or all around us and feeling that you're in it, not just sort of below it, looking up at it. Mm. And that is really different. And that's when you really see that the world is just in the neighborhood and that it is... a ball with the moon being a ball and the sun's over there. And if we go out there, that's Mars. You really get that feeling when you're out on a spacewalk.
I've heard several astronauts talk about that feeling and that that moment when they are outside of a spacecraft looking at the universe itself and saying that it changed them forever.
It gave me a profound respect. And also, I don't even know, I mean, nobody knows the answer, right? Big Bang and all the rest of it and all the belief systems around the world and how everybody deals with all that. And I sure don't know the answer to that. But when you look at the world, it's really hard to convince yourself that it's random, just looking at it. Mm-hmm. It's like, how can that possibly be?
Wait a minute. He's saying it's not random? I thought he was going the other way with that argument.
And this is why it's a great episode.
Wow, I got to hear this.
But he also talks about what I was telling you.
The physicality of it.
The physicality part was really fascinating. He said that one of the things he said was that they found that they have to do an hour of weight resistance and an hour of cardio every day, 7 days a week.
That's what I do anyways.
You would be an easy transfer.
Yeah, that's how I love to live.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things going on in the body that are fascinating. It's a really interesting episode if you know.
So he's saying that his experience of viewing the universe basically from like a fucking crazy cool, from the creator's perspective, is that he thinks it's not random at all. Really interesting.
I guess so. It's fun.
Wow,
check it out. Number 414. I mean, I like helping out this Rogan guy too. He has a very...
Who's he?
He's Joseph Rogaines. He has a podcast, and I'd like to help him out.
Now, was he on? He hosted a TV show, like a game show. Was it The Price Is Right?
That's right. He did host The Price Is Right, and he also
glasses. He's got those silly glasses.
He wears glasses. He has a he had a show called what is it called? It was called Fart Factor.
Fart Factor.
You think you can fart bigger than me?
That is Joe Rogaine. By the way, do you realize now? I mean, this is just pretty cool. This is what your little mommies, our world. We had Angel on our show a long time ago, way before Howard Stern did, and he had him on, and everybody was hitting us up. Hey, guys, Angel's on Stern. It's like, yeah, been there.
Put your dick between your legs.
And then last week, the series the season finale of Tosh.0, they had King Ass Ripper on.
Oh, what? Oh.
People were like, holy shit, King Astro. Guess what? I showed that video to Tosh personally. So now your mom's house has something. We got something that ended up on Stern and on Tosh.
Wow. Can you believe that?
Just from this little mommy operation.
That's so crazy.
It is crazy. It is crazy.
Sorry, I'm still stuck on the astronaut who thinks that we have purpose in the world. Do you realize how rare that is? Mm-hmm. Just to go back to this thought.
Sure.
Most people that study the existence of like chaos or randomness will say that the universe is fucking meaningless and random and that it's very hard to prove order and that this was deliberate. I believe it's the teleological argument is what this guy is saying, that everything has a place and it's not a random thing. It's very interesting. Because most people, like, what's his name? Carl Sagan on his deathbed died an atheist. And I think he believed that everything was random.
Sagan, too, didn't let it be known while he was alive. But it came out afterwards that he was a huge proponent of marijuana.
Of course.
And he said some of his
course.
Most profound, deepest thoughts came while he was under the influence.
And
never let that out. Never let it out while he was alive.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Maybe he would have felt more connected if... He let it out.
Yeah.
Interesting. I gotta listen to that fucking thing.
Yeah, you'll like it.
I don't think we're alone. You think we're alone? You think there's other life genes?
I think the universe is too big and it would be too arrogant to believe there's no other life. It's just too crazy.
Yeah, I agree.
I think what happens is the more you have the knowledge that somebody like this guy has, the crazier it is for them to believe that we're the only life form.
I mean, I think the probability of there being life outweighs the improbability. I mean, you'd have to be kind of dopey to think that there's no probability of it.
Like, I think the people who are adamant about there's no possibility or probability are almost always people who really don't have even, not that I have all the understanding, but I think they have zero grasp of how big we're talking about the universe is.
Yeah.
It's so far beyond what we can even begin to wrap our heads around.
Yeah, that's the crazy part.
Not just the planet in what we know of our galaxy. I'm talking about the entire universe. It's so massive. It's just bananas to think that all of that exists just for Earth.
It's stupid. It's very narcissistic to think that we're the only ones. Now, do you believe there's a parallel universe
that I don't know about,
in which we exist and maybe have another podcast just like this?
And you have a leash on, you're eating out of your dog bowl at all times.
And you are a bear hunting salmon in the river, and you've murdered somebody, and it's made you very happy. Did you kill Timothy Treadwell?
Who? We got to get going.
You know, Timothy Treadwell. Blonde hair, goofy glasses, talking to the foxes.
Thought he was a retarded guy.
That guy's the best. Grizzly Man is what we're referencing, if you haven't seen it.
You got to see it.
I want to continue this discussion on the universe. I think it's very interesting.
I love to talk about the universe.
What does Maria think about the universe?
There's so many possibilities out there.
This is something that would ever come out of my mouth. I'm about to vomit just the thought of saying that out loud. I can't say that.
We also didn't discuss the exercise gear that I bought, or we have a new celebrity music thing. We'll do that on the next episode. That's called a teaser in the business.
Celebrity music thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we got submitted another celebrity who has a band, and it's pretty rad.
Did you check out that track that you sent me?
Sweet Lick, yeah.
That Sweet Lick? All right. Is this our song here?
What's up, Sherry? Okay.
I love you guys. We love you guys.
Love you, Gene.
Bye, guys.
Expand infinite. Mom's house.